Agario Radio, episode 91. I'm your host, Pramod Sharma, actuary to the wealthy. Today we look at the foolproof measure of trust. We won't get fooled again, we hope. Who can we really trust? That question keeps resurfacing in this blog because it keeps resurfacing in life. Back in 2007, I thought I found a formula. Chemistry plus credentials plus continuing education. The three components are still sound, but not reliable enough. This time we look at a better measure. What is trust? There are many definitions. Here's the best I've found. Trust is expertise plus intention. How does that sound? This comes from Let's Get Real by Mahan Khalsa and now Richard Illig in the revised edition. Expertise. We can easily measure expertise through degrees, designations, awards, experience, and testimonials from others like us. LinkedIn makes this easier. If you're thinking of dealing with someone who isn't there with a thorough profile, be cautious. What are they hiding? Why are they hiding? You're on LinkedIn too, aren't you? Intent. In Sunshine Sketches of a Little Town, Stephen Leacock wrote, "He took out a fountain pen and wrote a check for $100, conditional on the fund reaching $50,000. In grade 6, I saw a poster showing a cute girl with a cuddly chick. The caption said, "The smallest of actions is bigger than the grandest of intentions." Another poster showed a hippo's open mouth and a caption saying that when all is said and done, more is said than done. Since talk and fancy brochures mean little, how do you measure intent? The easiest way is with ongoing, visible proof. Connections. Recently, we discussed how the ideal advisor has chemistry, credentials, and generosity. Here's the connection with trust. Chemistry. Your intuition tells you if you like them. If you don't, you can stop here because you have many other choices. Credentials. This is covered in the section on expertise above. You'll want to deal with people who can do the underlying technical work according to today's standards. Generosity. This is the best measure of intent. Look for proof that's consistent and persistent and unconditional. The best place is online in text, audio, or video. Fooled again? Yes, we can still get fooled. Looking at this new definition of trust is an excellent filter. Will it last? Let's check back in another 3 years. P.S. How do you decide who to trust? You can read Riscario Insider online at blog.riscario.com. That's RISCARAO. And follow on Twitter. Thanks for listening.